Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
I'm Anna.
I'm Mike. Oh, you're welcoming them. I thought you were welcoming me.
Oh, welcome here, Mike.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. My gosh.
My gosh. I feel so
special. Yes, welcome to the show. Well, today we're talking to, Jeffrey and Chris.
Today we're going to talk about travel.
Oh, I like travel.
You like travel?
Where are we going?
Around Taiwan.
Oh, my God.
Backpacking, okay?
I didn't bring anything. I don't have my passport. I don't have any clothes. I have to go home and pack.
Okay, just go home and pack.
All right, well, while I go home and pack, you guys check this out.
Big fun in small towns.
I'm under so much pressure lately. I really need a vacation.
How about going to Jiufen and Lugang for the weekend?
What's so special about those places?
They're both small historic towns.
Can you tell me more?
Jiufen's old streets and food are famous. Plus, it's by the ocean.
I heard that Ho Xiaoshan filmed the movie, A City of Sadness, there.
That's right. It was also an old gold mining town.
I see. You're saying Jiufen is a blast from the past.
You got it. It's absolutely worth visiting.
Pressure. Pressure. Jane's parents put pressure on her to get good grades in school. Jane's parents put pressure on her to get good grades in school. Town. Town. All the towns near the big city have train stations. All the towns near the big city have train stations. Ocean. Ocean. My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean. My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean. Gold. Gold. Gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world. Gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world.
Okay, travel. Mm. Who's going to travel?
Me!
You!
No.
Where?
I'm not traveling, but we get to experience traveling through Jeffrey and Chris. And it seems Chris really needs to travel. Chris says, I'm under so much pressure lately. I really need a vacation.
Okay.
Oh, being under pressure is terrible. Pressure can be difficulties, things that are going wrong or giving you trouble in your life, and then it starts to affect you, right?
Mm-mm.
You're not happy, you can't sleep well, you're worried all the time, you drink too much coffee or don't eat well, and all that kind of stuff that you can get from too much work problems in your life, a lot of tests or things like that
at school,
you know, gives you all this pressure.
Right.
And as Chris says, sometimes it's good to, you know, take a break, maybe take a vacation.
Mm.
Pressure is spelled P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E. P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E.
所以这个字就是我们其实常常听到的字，就现代人的这个 pressure 都很大，压力，不管是工作啦，或者是学校啦， pressure。
嗯。
所以像在句子当中，我们看到 Chris 说 I'm under so much pressure， under a lot of pressure， 或者你可以说 I'm stressed out， 这个还蛮常用的。
Yeah, exactly. The idea of pressure is it's always coming down from the top, right? You put pressure on someone, or you are under pressure.
Under pressure.
So it's that feeling of like something pushing down on you.
就压力很大。
Yes, exactly. And here's our example sentence. Jane's parents put pressure on her, on Jane, to get good grades in school. Jane's parents put pressure on her to get good grades in school. I think a lot of kids can understand that feeling.
I put pressure on my son to work hard.
Yeah, so maybe sometimes he needs a vacation.
Yeah,
you can't be under pressure all the time. It'll make your life very bad and can make you sick and stuff. He said he's been under pressure lately. Lately just means in the last few days, the last few weeks. It's very similar to, of course, the word recently. He's been under pressure recently. So maybe the last few months or something like that. So Jeffrey has an idea about where he can go for his vacation, doesn't he?
Right. 因为最近压力很大，所以希望能够稍微度个假。So, Jeffrey 就说了，诶，那不然你去九份啊，或者是鹿港，你觉得怎么样啊？ How about going to 九份 and 鹿港for the weekend?
Okay.
如果你要对对方表示一个建议，你觉得，诶，你觉得这怎么样啊？那不然这怎么样啊？你可以说 How about doing something? 或者是 What about doing something? 甚至你可以说 Why don't you go to 九份? Why not go to 鹿港?你可以用这些问句来看起来是问问题，其实是给对方 suggestions， 是给对方建议。好，所以接下来我们就请英文快一通给我们更多例句。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Dear， time to get up， or you'll be late for school.
No, too cold today.
How about wearing a jacket?
But I didn't finish my homework.
Well, why not tell the teacher that you forgot to bring it?
究竟这位母亲这样尬派伊那大西干美赛？明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
Students, how about speaking English for 10 minutes every day? 当想表达建议某事或如何如何时，除了用 suggest 或 recommend, 其实善用一些疑问句也可以表达到建议的效果哦。What about 或是 how about 加上 V-I-N-G, 就是询问什么什么如何呢？怎么样呢的意思，间接含有建议某事物的意味。比方像明天是周末啊，就可以问问同学要不要一起去看个电影。How about going to a movie tomorrow? What about going to a movie tomorrow? 因为 how about 和 what about 后面要加上 V-I-N-G, 所以我们看到例句中就是 going 而不是 go。除了用 what about, how about 的句型，也可以用 why don't you go to a movie with me tomorrow? Why don't you go to a movie with me tomorrow?Why don't you? 你何不如何如何也是有建议的意味在哦，因为 why don't you 里面有 don't 助动词在，所以我们后面介绍原形动词即可。再来，你也还可以说 Why not go to a movie with me tomorrow? Why not go to a movie with me tomorrow? 这里比较特别的是 why not 虽然没有助动词，但还是要介绍原形动词哦。如果说成 Why not going to a movie 或是 Why not to go to a movie 都是错误的哦。最后我们再来复习一次如何表达建议的疑问句。我们可以说 how about 或是 what about 加上 V-I-N-G, 它也等于 why don't you 加上原形动词，或是 why not 加上原形动词。好啦，时间又到了，我们下次见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
Mom, it's not right. You can't teach me to lie.
Why don't you tell me what I should say?
You should have said, you didn't finish your homework because you played video games all night. You deserve to be punished.
Oh, so you know what to do now, right?
Okay, okay.
So, Chris 就觉得诶这个提议是不错啦，可是 what's so special about those places?
That's right,
Chris 九份鹿港有什么好玩的吗?
Yeah, he's never heard of them. I guess he's never gone there and things like that. So Jeffrey explains to him they're both small historic towns.
Historic famous?
Well, historic means important in history. Something interesting happened there in the past. Of course, a town is like a city, but it's smaller. Okay, so a town will be smaller than a city, but bigger than a village. All right, so a town will be somewhere in the middle there. Town is spelled T-O-W-N. T-O-W-N, town.
Town 就是镇的意思啦。But I think in Taiwan, they're kind of mixed up.City, town,
well,
village.
Yeah.
Do we have village here?
Yeah, sure, there are
villages
here.
In the high mountains?
Here. Sure, yeah, exactly.
The aboriginals live in it?
Sure, that could be it. Or it could be a small town, a small village where there's lots of farms around, and the village just has a few stores, a bank, a post office, and probably less than maybe 1,000 people.That would be
a thousand people. That
probably
would be a town?
A village.
A village.
A village.
我觉得界限很模糊啦。反正我觉得在台湾都混在一起，真的人很多，你知道。
Yeah.
所以 city 是城市 ，town 是镇。那么 village 就是村庄咯，当然就是看这个人口跟规模由大到小 city, town, village.
Exactly. It's a little difficult because some countries have lots of people, right? So a village in India might have a lot of people, but a village in Australia might have five people.
But who decides this is a town or this is a village?
You're just kind of comparing it to other things, right? So Taipei would definitely be a city.
Yeah, right.
Elan? Well, is that a town? I don't know. You might say it's a small city or a big town. A small
town,
you know? So there's you can't really say this is a town, that's a village.
Right.
It's kind of compared to other places nearby.
Right.
So a town, I think Jiufen would definitely be a town. Lugang, I've been there. That would certainly be a town. Yeah, quite a few people live there. But anyway, it's smaller than a city. That's the main thing. And you won't find all the things that you find in a city in a town as well.
Right.
Anyway, so Chris wants to know more. So he says...
All the towns.
Can you tell me more? And then what does Jeffrey say?
Jiufen's old streets and the food are famous. Plus, it's by the ocean.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay. So that's why it's historic. It has old streets, right? You can still see some of the old look of the town from 100 years ago. And the food is famous and it's by the ocean. What is the ocean? The ocean is a really big area of water. Okay. We're not talking about a lake. We're talking about a sea, but bigger. All right. So there are a few oceans in the world. I think if you go down to Jiufen or Yilan or Hualien, that's the Pacific Ocean.
太平洋.
And it goes from here, right around Taiwan, all the way over to America and Canada and that part of the world. It's really, really big, full of lots of fish.
所以很大很大的海，我们说海洋，洋，像我们刚刚提到的太平洋的洋，就是 ocean, O-C-E-A-N, ocean.
That's right. Seas would be a little bit smaller, and a sea can be a part of an ocean, like the Sea of Japan is part of the Pacific Ocean.
Right. 所以如果是洋当中的一部分的所谓的海，当然对我们来说也是很大啦，那时候就会用 sea, 当然也是这个大小的程度不同。
Exactly. The example sentence says, My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean.
Wow.
My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean.
The Atlantic?
The Arctic Ocean.
Oh, the Arctic Ocean.
Not my favorite. My favorite's the Indian Ocean.
The Indian
It's
Ocean?
My favorite ocean.
Why is that?
Because it's got so many beautiful islands. It's lovely.
What kind of islands?
Beautiful ones.
Do they have names?
Mauritius. The Seychelles.
Really?
The Maldives?
Anyways.
No? All right. Chris says he's actually heard of Jiufen. What does he say?
I heard that Hou Xiaoxian filmed the movie A City of Sadness, 悲情城市. Well, that's an old movie.
That's right, and that movie was filmed there in Jiufen.
Have you ever heard of the film?
Sure, I watch it every day. Jeffrey says, that's right, it was also an old gold mining town.
Right. That's the point.
Wow.
Because 那个九份呢之前有很多的金矿，当然现在比较没有了啦。所以重点是悲情城市在那边拍摄，所以有名起来啦。那么之前呢，又是一个很重要的一个很有名的一个所谓金矿的城镇 ，gold。 黄金。
That's right. Gold, of course, is a metal. It's quite soft and it's very expensive.
Right.
And it's used to make a lot of different things, mainly jewelry, mm-hmm. right? They make wedding rings and necklaces and earrings and mm-hmm. all sorts of pretty things out of gold. Our example sentence is, gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world.
That's right.
Gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world. Mm. G-O-L-D. G-O-L-D. That's how he spells gold. And Chris says, I see. So he's understanding this idea of Jofen and what he will find there. He's saying, Jofen is a blast from the past.
A blast from the past?
A blast from the past,
What does blast mean?
Well, a blast from the past, a blast is sort of like an explosion, right? Something mm-hmm. exciting and, mm-hmm. and interesting. When we use this expression, though, we're really just talking about something that's popular, even though it's very, very old. Mm-hmm. So an old song, people might say, oh, that Beatles song or that Elvis song. That's a blast from the past. Or an old movie, right? You sit down, you turn on the TV, and it's Titanic or mm-hmm. a movie you watched. And people are like, oh, wow, that's a blast from the past. It's a memorable thing. It's a special thing from, you know, some time ago in the past.
所以 a blast from the past 其实就是唤醒回忆的某一个事物。像麦刚刚提到的 Titanic, 哇、wow, 一想到 Titanic, 就会想到之前那个电影如何如何。它是一个唤醒过去回忆的事物。A blast from the past.
Yeah, you could even use it for a person. Maybe mm-hmm. you run into someone you haven't seen in 10 years. Mm-hmm. You'd say, hey, you're a blast from the past. Like you're a very memorable person, a special person from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey says, you got it. That's exactly right. It is a blast from the past. It's absolutely worth visiting. Absolutely, totally, 100%. You must go there.
九份很值得去哦。
Jofen, yes, I've never been there.
Really?
No.
You have to
go
there.
I know.
It's a special town,
the
not city.
The problem is everyone says don't go on the weekend because People Mountain, People Sea.
People Mountain, People Sea.
Right, so I want to go during the week, but then I'm busy, I got to work, I got to go to school.
You have to go there.
I know.
One day you go back to Canada, you know, you will regret
it. I will never go back to Canada until I've gone to Jofen.
Great.
So on my way to the airport, mm-hmm. I'll tell the taxi driver, drive through Jofen and then go up to the Taoyuan airport. I gotta see the place. Can I find gold? Do they actually have gold there? Will I become rich?
Yeah, you can buy some.
Oh, I don't want to buy some. I want to find it so I can be rich. All right, well, we're going to find out more about other exciting places in Taiwan tomorrow.
A-Fun 小聚会
嗯，哎呦，遐烧着，是要叫我安怎捧哈？哦，嗯，哎呦，哦，遐烤着，是要安怎叫我安怎啉呐？实在，哈、啊，你摕这种饼，这种饼遐钉着，是要安怎包？哈、啊，啊。西里这种八股撒狗血的戏码，不知道大家有没有看过呢？婆婆一直嫌东嫌西，做媳妇儿的就一直被骂。不过有时候我们难免会遇到不满意的状况，尤其是用餐的时候。以牛排为例，如果送来的牛排太硬，很难咬啊，用英文表达的方式就是 The steak was too tough, it's hard to chew. The steak was too tough, it's hard to chew.那再回到刚刚的戏码，恶婆婆说茶太烫了，很难端哎。The tea is too hot, it's hard to hold the cup. The tea is too hot, it's hard to hold the cup. 那茶很苦耶，很难喝哎。The tea is too bitter, it's hard to drink. The tea is too bitter, it's hard to drink. 饼干很硬，很难咬。The cookie is too tough, it's hard to chew. The cookie is too tough.It's hard to chew. 哇，这种恶婆婆好可怕，什么都嫌。但是我们也不是不能客诉啊，只要不要认为是 OK 就好啦。那么 A+ 小聚会，明天见，拜拜。
Big fun in small towns.
I'm under so much pressure lately. I really need a vacation.
How about going to Jiufen and Lugang for the weekend?
What's so special about those places?
They're both small historic towns.
Can you tell me more?
Jiufen's old streets and food are famous. Plus, it's by the ocean.
I heard that Ho Xiaoshan filmed the movie, A City of Sadness, there.
That's right. It was also an old gold mining town.
I see. You're saying Jiufen is a blast from the past.
You got it. It's absolutely worth visiting.
Pressure. Pressure. Jane's parents put pressure on her to get good grades in school. Jane's parents put pressure on her to get good grades in school. Town. Town. All the towns near the big city have train stations. All the towns near the big city have train stations. Ocean. Ocean. My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean. My father is a scientist and studies animals in the ocean. Gold. Gold. Gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world. Gold is one of the most expensive metals in the world.